RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Headlines, Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia to face World Maritime Challenge. 126 Indonesian workers faced death penalty in Malaysia. Now the news in detail. Vice Chairman Regional Representative Council DPD Farud Muhammad on discussion of analyzing the position of Indonesia in the global maritime competition on the Indonesian warship Kairi Makassar. 590 said that Indonesia is facing various challenges in materializing its vision of the world maritime axis. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Farud Muhammad explained that Indonesia's maritime position is so strategic, so it is important how to prepare the open wide regions. Meanwhile, the number of Indonesian Navy fleet is still limited. He considered, based on the security aspect, Indonesia's maritime position is still facing hard challenges such as illegal fishing, illegal mining, illegal weapon trade, and human trafficking. Ministers are pulling their efforts to save 126 Indonesian migrant workers facing the death penalty in Malaysia for drug-related offences. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Director for the Protection of Indonesian and Legal Aid at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lal Muhammad Iqbal, said that the government has used consultation, legal aid, and diplomatic approach to try to save the workers. All the dependents are currently undergoing legal proceedings in Malaysia courts. The government of Indonesia is still looking for the right method for addressing this issue. The minister has long cooperated with the manpower minister and non-governmental organization to try to set migrant workers who face the death penalty abroad. The key to overcome global economic competition is by increasing infrastructure in many regions in Indonesia. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in his opening speech of the National Working Discussion of National Awakening Party PKB in Jakarta on Friday evening. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo said, in order to overcome the problem, the government has decided to build infrastructure in creating cheaper transportation and logistic budget in all Indonesian regions. He also said that by having infrastructure, it can decrease the cost of product distributed in Indonesia. Its Nusa Tenggara Governor Frans Leburaya said that President Joko Widodo will consider the participating interest via front, a body gas drilling site in Masela Block. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Governor Frans Leburaya said that he has talked directly with the president related to the rations from the Masela Block and also submitted a written proposal, and President Joko Widodo will consider it. Governor Frans Leburaya added that East Nusa Tenggara should receive a ration from the Masela Block participating interest as the region received the direct impact from the Masela oil drilling site. He requested that East Nusa Tenggara also obtains a share of the participation rights. The participation right is also set at 10% if possible, the split of 5% and 5% with Maluku Province. Indonesian Navy warship Kairi Usman Harun 359 has arrived in Visakhapatnam, India to join International Fleet Review IFR 2016 held 4th up to 8th February. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Chairman of Information Board of East Fleet Command, Lieutenant Colonel Maman Sulaiman in Surabaya, Java, said Kairi Usman Harun has sailed 12 days across Java Sea, Glacier Strait, Natuna Strait, Durian Strait, Malacca Strait, Hindian Ocean up to several cities to reach India. He also said the attendance of Kairi Usman Harun in Visakhapatnam, India, joined out other 50 warship from many countries. President Joko Widodo will develop electric-based garbage. Besides increasing electric supply, the development of energy-based garbage will also get rid of garbage in many big cities in Indonesia. Secretary Cabinet Pramono Anung said that the problem of garbage has become a serious issue for many big cities in Indonesia.
Apa kemudian pemerintah daerah dan pemerintah
regional and central government must participate hand in hand, and this must be followed by any state-owned enterprises of regional administration, or they cooperate with private companies. This project will be economical. Pramono Anung also said to overcome the garbage, the government has an active range of regulation with seven regional governments as example project of garbage management. They are Jakarta, Bandung, Tangerang, Semarang, Surabaya, Solo, and Makassar. Those big cities produce 200 tons up to 250 tons every day. The last item, National Commission on Human Rights, KONAPSHAM, has been highly appreciated by the public related to the whistleblowers to obtain justice. Commissioner of National Human Rights, Natalis Pigai, to Errol Service in Jakarta on Friday said that the number of public whistleblowers towards Komnas HAM has been in thousands every year.
Kami Komnas HAM ini sebagai artikulator kepentingan
National Commission on Human Rights, Komnas HAM, constitute as an articulator of people in trance to the government. Komnas HAM has filtered action that can result to human rights violation. Therefore, why Komnas HAM has got a place from the people? Let us see the enthusiasm of public whistleblowers to Komnas HAM. It has achieved 7,000. The trust of people towards Komnas HAM reached over 65%, so Komnas HAM as an institution has got certainty on people's eyes. They keep hope and certainty of justice. Moreover, Natalius Pigai also explained that there had been many public whistleblowers towards Komnas HAM, which has shown success to accompany people in getting justice. He also convinced that there had been many people in Indonesia who do not know the function of Komnas HAM. So it needs sustainable socialization, which is expected to encourage the people in giving delation towards Komnas HAM if experiencing injustice of human rights violation. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service with a press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in this week's press review compiled from various newspapers published in Jakarta. Let's begin the press review with Kompas newspaper. In an editorial on Wednesday, February the 3rd, this daily writes, "Dengue and our precautions." Indonesia is prone to tropical disease. With climate change, insight into the virus, the disease, and its spread must be refreshed. According to Deputy Director of the Eijkman Institute, Herawati Sudoyo, the big number of ports and points of entry into the archipelago located in the tropical region is a potential for an explosion of cases or zoonotic or animal-related diseases. Associated with this virus, the latter is the discovery of Zika virus in Jambi, Sumatra, in 2015. In addition, there are several other uncharted virus spreading. This daily on Tuesday, February the 2nd, also reported the attack of dengue fever in the country, such as in East Java, West Java, and Banten. As mentioned by the Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Minister of Health, Muhammad Subuh, it is expected the region to be ready to anticipate and avoid an outbreak. According to this newspaper, all parties recognize the fight between humans and animals that cause disease will continue. Dialectically, the challenge of this nature has already been responded by humans with knowledge and intelligence, yet still with uneven results. That is the task that still have to be done and promoted. Kompas writes, inevitably, dissemination of information about dengue remains to be intensified. All parties are aware of the changing seasons that make the rhythm of life has the potential to change the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Besides the government, the community must participate in coping with dengue and they must continue to be empowered. Over now to Republika newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, February the 4th, this daily writes, threatening the problem of radicalism. The statement of the National Counterterrorism Agency, or BNPT, about the monitoring of the 19 Islamic schools in Indonesia needs a clarification. According to Chairman of the agency, Commissioner General Saud Usman, there are 19 schools that received the special monitoring in Central Jawa, Maluku, and Central Sulawesi. This is due to the fact that of terrorist suspects who have been arrested were from the 19 schools. Related to the special monitoring, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said earlier there were 20 schools, but later one was dropped. The statement by Vice President Yusuf Kalla is indeed important to be explored, because the matter of radicalism criteria defined by the agency to create a list of specific monitoring should be set carefully. Don't let the establishment of the list of schools bordering radicalism damage the image of Islamic education in general. Because Islamic schools have a very important position in public education, the schools have helped a lot of the underprivileged to enjoy their educational services. According to Republika, without any clear criteria, the public are likely to guess their own radical criteria. Nobody wants things like this to happen. Islamic boarding schools must be supported to develop and carry out their tasks with good education. That was Press Review today.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on February the 6th, 1904, when Russo-Japanese War in Asia broke out. The Russo-Japanese War in Asian land was mostly fighting over natural resources as well as Korea and Manchuria. The war was also caused by the weakening Chinese Empire. After the situation was heating on February 1904, the Japanese-Russia War broke out with an attack of Japanese against the Russians, which were based in China. Previously, in 1895, Japan had defeated China and conquered some parts of China. Then, in 1898, Russia suppressed China to rent the very strategic Alta port in the north of Manchuria. Russia then tried to expand its territory in Manchuria. On the other side, Japan claimed to be more rightful over China and Manchuria, because of its victory in China-Japan War in 1895. The Russo-Japanese War ended in September 1995 through the Treaty of Portsmouth. We continue with an event in 1922 when the Five Power Treaty was signed. The post-World War I, men used chemical and poisonous gas in war. Therefore, the five nations gathered to make an agreement to ban the use of chemical weapon and poisonous gas in war. Then, on February 6, 1922, Washington Naval Conference, an international arms limitation conference, discussed the issue and resulted the Five Power Treaty, also known as the Washington Naval Treaty. The treaty was signed by five participating countries in the conference, namely United States, England, France, Italy, and Japan. Based on the treaty, any use of chemical gas, poisonous chemical, and nitrous oxide, or also known as laughing gas, is forbidden. Several years later, in June 1925, through the Geneva Protocol, most of world countries signed the treaty to avoid the use of killing gas in the war. Listener, we end the day in history with an event happening on February 6, 1958 about the British Airways plane tragedy in München, Germany. The 1958 München tragedy in Munich Ream Airport, München, Germany, on February 6, 1958. The incident occurred when the British European Airways plane 609 that was bringing Manchester United FC into it from England fell in its third effort to take off from the mud-covered runway. In the plane, there was a famous MU player at the time titled Busby Babes, along with numerous supporters and reporters after the Euro Cup against Red Star Belgrade in Yugoslavia. Because of the incident, 44 passengers including 23 crews died on location. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on Norwegian aid for peat restoration. Last Tuesday and Wednesday, Norway Environment and Climate Minister Vidar Helgesen visited Indonesia. On that occasion, Minister Helgesen met with President Joko Widodo and Forestry and Environment Minister Siti Nurbaya. After the meeting with President Joko Widodo, Minister Helgesen said Indonesia and Norway will continue to work together in the restoration of peatlands. Norway appreciates the moratorium on licensing the use of peatland after a fire last year. In this regard, he viewed Indonesia is committed to protecting forests from fire. Thus, Norway will not hesitate to disburse aid worth $50 million on the work program of the Peat Restoration Agency newly established last month. Minister Vidar Helgesen also had a meeting with Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forests, Siti Nurbaya. To the media, Minister Siti Nurbaya said the Norway minister wanted to hear developments of the letter of intent between Indonesia and Norway, the One Map Policy, deforestation, indigenous peoples, and forest and lands fires. The letter of intent, which was made in 2010, is related to the cooperation and climate change control, as well as forest conservation cooperation. Before the meeting with President Joko Widodo and Forestry and Environment Minister Siti Nurbaya, Norway Environment and Climate Minister Vidar Helgesen on Tuesday, February the 2nd, had visited the Climate Festival 2016 held at the Jakarta Convention Center. On that occasion, accompanied by the Ambassador of Norway, Stig Travik, Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya, Head of Restoration of Peat Nazir Fuad, and Head of Geospatial Information Agency Priyadi Kardono, Minister Vidar Helgesen welcomed the Climate Festival 2016 and was impressed with the seriousness of the government of Indonesia in taking the parties to prevent climate change. Minister Vidar Helgesen even expressed optimism that Indonesia is able to prevent the 2 centigrade global temperature increase with technology as well as the contribution of all parties involved in mitigation and adaptation of climate change. Well, that was Focus today on Norway Aid's peat restoration.
Listener, here are some headlines of newspaper published in Jakarta today on Saturday, February 6, 2016. While we begin from Kompas newspaper news headline, Kompas writes, the government is trying to address inequality. The government is trying to address the widening inequality, especially in urban areas. Access to basic services, especially for poor families in urban areas, will be boosted. The program for areas experiencing inequality will be focused. Executive Secretary of the National Response to Accelerate Poverty, Bambang Widianto, said yesterday that reduce poverty and inequality is really necessary to carry out synergic effort and focused. Focus and effort are aimed at to directly target some regions in need. Meanwhile, Republika newspaper news headline writes, beef traders are under threat. High prices of beef had brought about an impact not only on consumer but also on some beef traders in Banyumas, Central Java, who were reportedly out of business because they can't make a profit from their selling. Chairman of Cattle Traders Associated of Banyumas, Endar Susanto, said that in Banyumas initially there were 25 beef traders who actively supplied beef in some markets. However, the high prices caused turnover to fall. Well, listener, we end with Media Indonesia newspaper. In its headline, Media Indonesia writes, to realize budget on early phased. This year, business outlook is experiencing positive growth in all lines of businesses. Thus, the government must maintain the positive trend of the economy. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, at his office in Jakarta yesterday said that the government will focus on increasing investment and government spending as the engine driving economic growth this year. Therefore, it encourages investment and accelerates the realization of the budget. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspapers published today on Saturday, February 6, 2016. I'm Hirmana Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Vice Chairman Regional Representative Council DPD Farouk Muhammad on discussion of analyzing the position of Indonesia in global maritime competition on the Indonesian warship carrier Makassar 590 says that Indonesia's passion bears challenges in materializing its vision of world maritime access. Minister of Pulin, their efforts to save 126 Indonesian migrant workers facing the death penalty in Malaysia for drug-related offenses. The key to overcome global economic competition is by increasing infrastructure in many regions in Indonesia. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in his opening speech of National Working Discussion of National Equine Party PKB in Jakarta on Friday evening. Its Nusa Tenggara Governor Frans Leburaya said that President Joko Widodo will consider the participating interest PI from the Abadi gas drilling site in Marcella Block. Indonesian Navy Warship Kairi Usman Harun 359 has arrived in Visakhapatnam, India to join International Fleet Review IFR 2016 held 4th until 8th of February. President Joko Widodo will develop electric-based garbage besides increasing electric supply. The development of energy-based garbage will also get rid of garbage in many big cities in Indonesia. National Commission on Human Rights Komnas HAM has been highly appreciated by the public related to the whistleblowers to obtain justice. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit German Beach in Bali Province to enjoy beautiful scenery. Stay tuned. Listeners, not only Kuta Beach, Nusa Dua or Sanur in Bali has many beautiful beaches. One of the beaches is German Beach, which is located on Jalan Wanasegara, Tuban, South Kuta, Bali. German Beach has smooth sand, so that it is comfortable to walk on naked feet along the beach. Besides that, uniquely, this beach has history with German people in Bali. Listeners, German Beach has flat and wide ground. The beach is also quiet and not crowded with tourists, so you can sunbathe for a long time or play sand at the beach. Because there is no big wave like in Kuta, you can also swim and play with water without having a fright. Uniquely, at this beach, you can find many fishermen's boats. The boats with various colors and sizes are neatly parked at the beach. Renting the boat is 200,000 rupiah per hour with capacity of 6 persons. With this boat, you can sail until Uluwatu with more expensive tariff, around 500,000 rupiah. Listeners, German Beach is located one line with Kuta Beach. So, from this beach, you can go to Kuta Beach by walking or riding bicycle. In addition, German Beach is located in the vicinity of Ngurah Rai International Airport. So, you can see airplanes landing or taking off from the left of the beach. Relaxing while seeing the plane taking off and landing will become a different tour sensation, which cannot be found in other places in Indonesia. After you are satisfied playing at the beach and feel hungry, there are various foods sold at stalls around the beach. The food prices are relatively cheap. Listeners, the beautiful beach has a unique name, German Beach. Certainly, there is an interesting story behind the name. People say, in the past, the beach was the residential area of German people. But since the runway of Ngurah Rai Airport was built, protruding into the sea, the line of the beach shifted. It made part of the residential area sank. Since that time, this beach is called German Beach by the local people. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the Lumio lamp. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Everybody knows to read a book in the dark needs some light or lamp. But there is a book that can be lit up like a lamp, so you needn't a lamp if you want to read the book in the dark. It is called Lumio, an invention of Indonesian named Max Gunawan. It is actually a lamp shaped like a book that can be folded just like any book that can be read anywhere, powered by a battery that can last for 8 hours. Max, an Indonesian from Jakarta who spent 16 years living in America, previously worked as an architect. He then left his work by the end of 2012 to pursue product designs and created Lumio. The process undergone by Max to create Lumio is fairly long. He said the most difficult thing is to create a product that is simple yet useful. He gained his first capital through capital search site Kickstarter in early 2013. Within a month, he managed to collect nearly $600,000, 10 times more than he expected. Lumio is unique and interesting because it is packaged to resemble a book, yet you will not find the switch to turn on the lamp. You just need to open it, like opening a book, then the pages in it will turn on. It also looks very interesting because the cover of this book or portable lamp is made of wood and sheets of Thai-fake material known to be very resistant to various conditions. The cover is equipped with a magnet that can be attached and hung on any metal field. As a table lamp, Lumio can be opened 360 degrees like any table lamp sheet. Once the pages of the book are opened in full, the LED light in it will shine more brightly to present the perfect alternative to the lighting of a traditional lamp design. For Max, the main objective of creating the lamp is not money. He said as long as he can be happy with what he was doing and could continue his current business, he will continue to create new products that are useful for others. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRA World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Mariati, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through RRE Play and RRE World Service mobile applications on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Samson's Band. Samson's is one of Indonesian bands which plays music in pop rock genre. Earlier, Samson's consisted of 5 personnel, namely Bambang Regina Bukit, or known as Bams, the vocalist, Irfan Aulia Irsal, the guitarist, Eric Partogi Siagian, the guitarist, Aldri Data Fiadi, the bassist, Chandra Kristianto, the drummer. But in 2012, Bambang resigned from Samson's Band to focus on his new career as a vocalist of religious song band. In June 2013, Arya Dinata replaced Bambang as the new vocalist of Samson Band. On 21st August 2013, they released a new single entitled Di Ujung Jalan, or At the End of the Road. VOI listeners, let's listen to a song from Samson entitled Di Ujung Jalan. Happy listening.
Oh,
Listeners, you have just listened to the first song entitled Di Ujung Jalan or At the End of the Road from Samson. They made a big, quiet, brave change of their musical arrangement. They are orchestra elements in their fourth album entitled Perihal Besar or A Big Thing. Its album was released on October 28, 2013. Di Ujung Jalan initially tells about a hope on the former vocalist, but finally they realize that Bumps has never been back again. VOA listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Lara or Sadness from Samson's. Enjoy the song.
Ada berdiri mendampingiku, ku ingin kau pun tahu betapa ku menyayangimu. Andaikan ku sanggup kembali waktu, tak
listeners, that was Lara, sung by Samson. The song was the second single taken from Perihal Besar or the Big Things album. Irfan said the song is different. If the previous song was medium, the song is more ballad with more complete element and more extravagance. Irfan also said that the song is very ear-catchy. Well, listeners, to conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs from Samson entitled Langit Runtuh or The Falling Sky and Cinta Sejati or Real Love. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Jangan lupa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
coba melepaskanmu, melupakanmu. Memang saat ini sungguh sulit bagiku, saat ku butuh cintamu, kau berlalu dariku. Kembalikan padaku, karena terlalu lelah jiwaku menunggu. Oh, bagaimana bisa aku melupakanmu jika semua hayalku tertuju padamu. Jujurku tak bisa menghindari bayangmu yang sudah begitu lama mengitari sadarku. Oh, mungkin nanti di suatu waktu, oh, oh, kau kan kembali di sisi. Sampai kapan aku kan menanti? Oh Tuhan, tolong kuatkan hati ini. Hanya Dia nafasku, kembalikan padaku, karena terlalu lelah jiwaku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Dalamnya luka hati. tanganku ini dan yakinkan bahwa diriku mampu berjalan meskipun tanpanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.